today. It's a pretty rainy day, so I thought it's going to be a good day to talk about rejection. And what I want to talk to you about is actually, instead of how to never feel rejection, how to actually use rejection to make you stronger, to make you into a person who actually gets more success because he's been rejected than someone who hasn't ever or doesn't is scared to feel rejection. Now, 99.9% of people actually will not approach that amazing, beautiful girl of their dreams just because they don't want others to see that they got rejected, that they've been the Superman. Now, no one's actually perfect, so it's okay if you get rejected. Now, so what we want to do is I'm going to give you a few tips that actually make you stronger when you get rejected, so that you can fail faster and fail forward. Now, the first thing I want you to do is, instead of getting rejected on bad terms, so you get rejected and it's over and you don't feel happy about it. Once you get rejected, I want you to, well, when I say rejected, no one really gets rejected. So this is something you're going to see. So when you speak to that girl and she says, nah, don't want to speak to you, just try to stay in 3 seconds. Just count to three. So 1, 2, 3. Just do it. I've had amazing progress. Some of my students, I told them to stay in 3 more seconds, and they counted to three, and all of a sudden this girl just started opening up like, oh, who are you? Oh, that's amazing. Like, I actually wanting to speak to this person just because he stayed in 3 more seconds. The next thing is I want you to be scared. I want you to approach and actually be scared. Because if you just use a canned open, which is the same line, like what's your pickup line? If you just use your pickup line when you approach a girl, it's not going to be really helping you in the long run. So I want you to actually do something different. I want you to feel scared. So when you approach, I want you to say something which you're like, fuck, what the shit am I saying? So something like, you approach a girl and you're like, you're crazy. Like, she's like, what the fuck? Who are you? But actually getting used to doing things that scare you is actually going to make you much more confident when you want to kiss the girl and just go like, what? You're going to feel more emotionally stronger than the average guy. Because when you go in for the kiss, you're not scared if she turns, gives you a cheek. You'll give her a kiss to the cheek. Now, the main thing of this is that when you're approaching the girl and you're doing this, you're not looking for your friend. You're not like, oh, can my friend see? Man, I don't want to do this unless my friend sees. Because this is going to actually build a stronger independence. So when you're with the girl, it's just you and her. And it's going to really show something really strong, like a more bubble between you and her, because you're more independent. You're not a three group, like you, your friend, and the girl. It's just you and the girl. And it's much more romantic, and it's going to really help you with getting on that date. And yeah, try to feel scared when you're starting to meet these girls, because when you're scared, you're growing. Fail forward, fail faster.